It's great to be back together again today right here on God Is. And some of you were here with me yesterday, others of you missed the broadcast. Just a reminder that every episode of God Is will be available as a podcast from the WEZE website. Just go to www.590amtheword.com and click podcasts. You can listen anytime. As we get started today, I want to begin by refreshing memories of what we have said about who God is thus far. In week one, we learned that God is pre-existing. Weeks two and three were spent discovering that God is one. During Thanksgiving week, we learned that God is to be thanked. And then in weeks 5 through 8, we turned our attention to John chapter 1 and learned that in Jesus, God is explained. In Jesus, God is explained. That is, Jesus being God explains to us who God is. Then last week, we took a look back at 2017, and again, all of this is available via the podcast. Check it out. This brings us to today, and I want to take us back into the first chapter of the Gospel according to John as we continue to discover who God is. Listen now as I read just two verses. I'm reading John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light so that all might believe through him. Initially, I want you to notice five facts within these two verses. The five facts are: first, God sent a man. Second, that man's name is John. Third, John was a witness. Fourth, John gave testimony. Fifth, John was a witness, and he gave testimony about the light. God sent a man. That man's name is John. John was a witness. John gave a testimony. John was a witness, and he gave a testimony about the light. I trust you're with me. This is simple and straightforward. From these five factual statements, as the Bible presents them to us, I want to draw an important insight into God. God sends witnesses to testify about himself. Let me say that again. God sends witnesses to testify about himself. You really must know this about the living and almighty God. The Bible is replete with witnesses who testify about God. And in this passage, we meet one such man, and his name is John. Now, I'm going to say much more about John, but today I want to focus on two profound words in verse 7. The first word is witness, and the second is testify. John 1 verse 7 says, John came as a witness to testify about the light. Imagine, if you would, you're in a courtroom. You're in the gallery observing the proceedings in a very important case. As you look around, you see the judge sitting prominently on her bench before you, and she's holding court. To the left sits the jury, and then before you are two long tables. On the right is the defense team defending the innocence of the accused. On the left is the prosecutor and his team. The defendant, the accused, sits with the defense team's lawyers, and you listen intently as the prosecution calls its big witness to testify to the crime that the defendant has supposedly committed. Standing up is a confident-looking gentleman who takes his place in a witness box next to the judge. He is sworn in, stating that his testimony is true. That tension builds. This one man has the opportunity to tell the absolute truth about how he witnessed the crime, and the defendant, sitting not far from him, is definitely guilty. He saw, he witnessed the crime with his own eyes. There's absolutely no doubt in his mind that what he says in that witness box is the whole and complete truth. The prosecutor begins to question his witness. Friends, that's the way the Apostle John is using the words witness and testify in John 1 verse 7. In fact, all throughout his gospel, John uses these two words. Greek is the original language of the New Testament, and the Greek words here for witness and testify are words associated with facts, not opinions. The use of these words indicate facts and not opinions, so that what John, the man sent from God, is saying about the light is fact. It's not just his personal idea or opinion of who the light is. Just like our analogy in the courtroom, the witness has sworn to tell the court what he has witnessed. and that what he testifies about is fact, completely accurate. He saw the crime with his own two eyes, and this is exactly what happened. In the Bible, John is going to tell us that what he witnessed, that what he testifies about is fact, completely accurate. So let's return to the biblical text. John was a witness, and he testifies about what? Well, it is not what, but who. Let me reread John 1, verse 7. John came as a witness to testify about the light. Well, who is the light? The light, capital L, is Jesus Christ. On this broadcast, we already identified him as such when we studied John 1, verses 4 and 5, so that who John will witness and who John will testify about is Jesus. And this is what God does. He acts and he sends witnesses to testify about himself. Jesus, being God in human flesh, has witnesses and testimonies that can be read and heard and explored by you and I. God has not left himself without a witness in the world. And that's crucial to know because we today require witnesses in order that we will believe in Jesus, in order that we will believe in God. Now you might say, I'm already a believer. Yes. And how did you believe? Did you not read the witness testimony in the scriptures concerning the Christ? I know of no Christian that has not benefited magnificently from witness testimony. In fact, I was rescued from sin when I was reading Luke's Gospel, chapter 4. Reading Luke's Gospel presented the Gospel to me in such a way that I believed Jesus. I was humbled by God before Jesus in such a way that I repented of my sin and pleaded with Jesus to forgive me of sin. I accepted that in order to live in a right and good relationship with the living God meant that I required Jesus. Instantly, I received the gift of the Holy Spirit, and I have been serving Jesus in my life ever since. For those of you skeptical of the truth of the Bible, for those of you still unwilling to accept or engage in a struggle to accept Jesus Christ, you'll be greatly helped if you have a credible witness to his life and ministry that you could read, study, and even cross-examine in your own mind. As I said, there are many examples of sound witnesses in the Bible. We'll get to many of them, and today we start with this man named John. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you more about him. But let me just give you some other examples in the book of John of who else witnessed and gave testimony about Jesus. And for today, due to time constraints, let me tell you about three. And the first is the Samaritan woman. Read John chapter 4. In that chapter, we read about Jesus meeting a woman by a well. It's a compelling story. Following Jesus' encounter with the woman, she becomes a witness and testifies to the men in her city of what Jesus said to her and did for her. John chapter 4 and verses 28 and 29 says, "So the woman left her water pot and went to the city and said to the men, 'Come and see a man who told me all the things I have done.' This is not the Christ, is it?" Then over in John chapter 4 and verse 39, the text says, "From that city many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, 'He told me all the things that I have done.'" Notice the word testified. This Samaritan woman served as a witness to Jesus, and she gave a true testimony about him. The second example is the testimony of the crowd. Now again, we have an incredible story here. This is John chapter 12, which follows the miracle in John 11 when Jesus raised his friend Lazarus from the dead. This man Lazarus was literally dead. He'd been in the tomb 4 days when Jesus got to him. But when Jesus speaks his name, Lazarus comes out of the tomb completely alive. And in John 12, verse 17, the Bible says, "So the people who were with Jesus when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to testify about Jesus." There is that word again, testify. And my third example in the book of John of who else witnessed and gave testimony about Jesus are the apostles. The apostles are Jesus' first followers. They're his students. They're his disciples. Later, he will commission them, send them out to testify about Jesus to the world. John, the writer whose text we're reading today, was one of the apostles, and listen to what Jesus correctly predicts of them. John chapter 15 and verse 27, "And you will testify also, because you've been with me from the beginning." Friends, this is why we have their witness testimony in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In these lengthy and detailed writings, we have their testimonies about Jesus Christ. We should read them, study them, test them, and see if what they say about God is true. Please do so. As we close, let me summarize what we've learned today. God sends witnesses to testify about himself. You really must know this about God. The Bible is replete with witnesses who testify about God. In John chapter 1 and verse 6, we meet one such man, and his name is John. As we read John, John will emerge as a witness who gives testimony about the light. Jesus Christ is the light. And when this man John speaks of Jesus, he gives us facts. The same is true of the Samaritan woman, the crowd, and the apostles. They also give testimonies about Jesus. And that's crucial to know because we also require witness testimony in order that we will believe in Jesus, in order that we will believe in God. Well, I need to stop here for today. Get the podcast and listen again. You can write to me with comments or questions, mark@markaswallow.com, and then join me tomorrow as we continue to learn that God sends witnesses to testify about himself. I look forward to having you back right here on God Is.